what do you understand of this withdrawal of the Al-Shabaab militia from all their bases in the country's famine-struck capital of Mogadishu? What is the significance of their withdrawal?
We've all been struggling to understand both the motive behind the Shabaab withdrawal from Mogadishu and the significance. There are competing interpretations right now. Some claim it is the result of the defeat of Shabaab at the hands of the offensive by the African Union and TFG and other militia. Others say it is a change in tactics that Shabaab felt that it would be more successful engaging in asymmetrical urban guerrilla warfare rather than try to go toe-to-toe with the African Union. Some even see it as a potential trap that they're trying to draw the African Union aid agencies and the TFG into areas there where they will be vulnerable and Shabaab could attack. Still others say that this is a move to try to shift forces down further south where they expect offenses to occur. Whatever the interpretation, I think it's fair to say that this is certainly a sign of Shabaab's weakness. It is divided over what to do, and that's pretty clear, and it's taken a beating in terms of its very poor handling of the famine.
Is it possible that they withdrew because of compassionate reasons? I mean, they've been accused of hampering food aid to the people in famine-struck areas. Also, was there any sort of battle before they left? Was there like a gunfight of some sort and they lost ground?
There's been a two-month offensive on the part of the African Union peacekeeping forces and its allied militia, both the TFG and others, that have pushed Shabaab back in some areas of Mogadishu, including most recently Bakara Market, which was a major cash cow for Shabaab. It taxed Bakara Market. In terms of the theory that this was a compassionate withdrawal to allow food aid to get into Mogadishu, I wouldn't think that that holds any water at all. The more logical thing to do if Shabaab wanted to be compassionate but also take advantage would be to welcome the food aid in and then try to manipulate it, divert it to its advantage by simply pulling back. They don't get a chance to do that.
How much territory did they occupy in Mogadishu?
Until recently, they occupied most of the city. The city was essentially divided up into a majority of the town held by Shabaab, although most of the population in those areas left because that was a scene of fighting. Areas that were controlled by other clan militias that are affiliated with the transitional federal government but not really under their control. And then the third part, which was the African Union-controlled areas. Now what we've got is almost all of Mogadishu has been vacated by Shabaab. There's still a few districts where Shabaab apparently continues to control, and they control the Afqoi corridor, which is quite important as you move into their stronghold, Lower Shabelle.
And where are the transitional federal government officials operating from?
The transitional federal government has been operating behind the protective wall of the African Union peacekeeping forces in a relatively small enclave in city center. They are now in a position to extend their authority throughout the capital. Their capacity to do so is very much under question, and I suspect that what they'll end up doing, in fact, is making negotiated arrangements with emerging local authorities rather than simply trying to exert direct formal control over these districts of the capital.
And what is the likelihood that they will return?
Shabaab could easily return. Shabaab in the past has given way to Amisom offenses only to re-infiltrate after the TFG has failed to hold territory, and that's certainly a possibility. The difference is this time Shabaab is much, much weaker, and it's on its heels, it's on the defensive, and I'm not sure that it's got the same capacity to re-infiltrate as it did before.
Why are they weaker this time around? Does it have anything to do with the famine? Is it about recruiting? What happened to weaken them?
It's been a perfect storm for Shabaab. They have lost top leadership. They have lost public support, what little they had, due to their gross mishandling of the famine, their denial that it's happening, their blockage of people trying to get food aid. They have lost revenue now, thanks to their loss of the car market. So they're very much in a defensive situation all the way around.
So they're isolated, in other words?
Well, they're taking a lot of hits from within. I mean, a combination of leadership losses and financial losses and public support losses means that they've really got very little left to draw on.
Now, is this the reassurance that food aid agencies were waiting for to be able to freely supply famine areas?
No, because this is only Mogadishu, and the famine is actually primarily out in the countryside where Shabab still holds control. So this is a small opportunity for the relief agencies in that they've now got all of Mogadishu that they can potentially work in. But keep in mind, this could be seen as a real trap for relief agencies. As they first go into Mogadishu, there is no guarantee that Shabab has not held back some operatives who will engage in assassination attempts and other attacks designed to stall the relief agencies and the TFG from moving into these areas.
What is the population of Mogadishu?
We wish we knew. At one time, before the Ethiopian offensive in 2007, the population was about 1.3 million. We know during the insurgency and counterinsurgency that about 700,000 Somalis fled the capital. Some of them have trickled back in. Others have fled back out. We now don't even know this massive amount of internally displaced persons in the so-called Afkoi Corridor, which is a road that extends out of Mogadishu toward the Shabelle Valley. In some ways, it's now become an exurb an outer suburb of Mogadishu. And do you count that as part of Mogadishu or not? I would say a ballpark figure right now is about 1 million people is safe.
Is it possible that they withdrew from Mogadishu in search for places with more populations where people have fled, since most people have left Mogadishu?
No. Most people are still in Mogadishu. The people who are fleeing the famine are primarily people in the Shabelle River Valley.
So who takes credit for this then, for their withdrawal? Is it the TGF, the AU forces?
I think we need to be very careful about anyone taking credit for anything until we understand the motives behind the withdrawal. It's easy for the TFG to claim victory or the African Union forces to claim a victory here, but that would be a bit premature until we understand just what Shabab is trying to do with this withdrawal.
Ken Menkhouse, thank you very much for talking to us today.
My pleasure.
All right.